You know, this is my favorite quarterback to play against. I love Phillip Rivers, absolutely. I mean, he's such a competitor. You know, my 13 years, every time I face him, it's been fun. I like playing against him. He's a hell of a leader. You know, I think he earned my respect playing him in the AFC Championship with a torn ACL. And anybody else, they would have set that game out. So he's tough. He's rugged. He's one hell of a leader. And he's been doing it for a while now. So I'm looking forward to this matchup against us. He's fiery. He talks smack, a little smack. But it's good fun. You know, it's nothing disrespectful or anything like that. It's all in good competition. So he's been doing a great job. These guys have been in a lot of tough games, won some, lost some close ones. So this is a good football team we're facing, you know, and with the offense that they have, with the offensive line and one of the greatest, you know, tight ends playing. I mean, they know what to do. So it's very important for us to get back on track and execute well to be able to be successful against this team.
Have you ever told him how you feel about him?
Yeah, I told him before. You know, we've had some battles over the years, you know, and I just love his playing style. You know, to be a quarterback and, you know, play the way he plays with a chip on his shoulder, I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, and I respect that, and I love him for that, you know. And, you know, I had the luxury to play with a guy named Tom Brady. It's kind of similar, you know. And but when you have great leaders and they're so competitive that the way they are, it's not surprising that, you know, they're doing so well, you know, winning close games and be in the games all the way to the end. And this team fight for 60 minutes. That's one thing. This team won't go away. So we know we have to play a 60-minute ball game against them to be successful and to be able to execute. So looking forward to seeing them, you know, looking forward to playing against them and looking forward to getting back on track.
What have you thought about the way this team has responded after a difficult loss in Mexico City?
It was business as usual. I mean, I think we came to work, ready to practice. Having Thanksgiving and coming back today to go on the field and put a good practice together today was very positive. So it's a good sign. It's a mature football team. It's a football team that we know what's at stake. Got to trust one another. We understand that. So all the vibes that we got on the field today is we clicking. You know, we clicking. We practice the way we needed to practice today.
Vince, where do you see progress from Jadeveon, especially this past game against Oakland?
I mean, Jadeveon's been playing his tail off all year. I think everybody's been waiting to see this, JD. And he's showing everybody why he was the number one pick. So he's given us more than that we can ask for, to be able to move him around in different positions and make our opponents figure out where he's going to be. It's good for our defense. So and he has to become the leader himself. You know, that's one of the things. He took that role on, and he's doing a great job at that. You know, he's showing the maturity. He's growing up. But we need that. We need that in some of our young guys to step up to the plate, some of our starters, some of our role players that play key roles for us, especially at this time after Thanksgiving. We got all hands on deck right now. So we understand that. These guys understand that. We have a good football team. You know, we just have to continue to get better each week. And we got to understand how important it is now to win after Thanksgiving. So whatever you want your team to be starts now. After Thanksgiving.
Did you host some players at your house their stay for Thanksgiving?
I had a couple guys over. We had a good job. We have a lot to be thankful for. And you never can let a day go by that. You don't give thanks to your loved ones, your friends, you know, whoever helped you through life or, you know, being a positive role model in your life. You have to be able to tell those guys that you thank them and you love them. So we had a good time, but, you know, Thanksgiving over for us now. We went out and we ran around, got back to work today. And it was a good sight to see guys ready to roll today. That was the key, being able to ready to roll today. And we were. Put together a good practice.
I have to tell you, it's not often I see you smile when you talk about an opposing player. But you were smiling talking about Phillip.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I respect him to the highest level, especially being a quarterback. I mean, he's every bit of a great teammate. You could just see the way they play, to see how he get that team rolling. Even when they score, I mean, how the offensive line and his receivers come, hug him and give him high five, and how he run up to those guys. I mean, he lead by example, you know, and that's what it's all about. To have somebody like that to play this game, it means a lot. It does.